Good morning, everybody. I'm leading the service this morning. So let's have a moment's silence to center on God, and then I'll call us to worship. Lord God, maker of heaven and earth, we gather together in your name. We come as living sacrifices to offer you our worship and thanksgiving, our praise, our prayers, and the highs and lows of the week we've lived since last time we were together. Come among us, living Lord. Through the power of your Holy Spirit, transform our hearts and minds so that we may recognize your presence, hear your voice, know your will, and walk in your way. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. And now we'll sing our first hymn, which is From Heaven You Came, Helpless Babe.
So we join together to sing The Servant King, which you'll find if you're using hymn book, is number 522.
Thank you.
Let us pray. God of grace, you call us to be different from the world. But the world is seductive, and so we come here to be strengthened. God of vision, you hold before us an alternate way of life, different priorities, different loyalties, different values. But we know that the world is not only seductive, but powerful. And so we are drawn into following its priorities, accepting its values, showing loyalty to its gods. God who blesses the meek, the peacemakers, the merciful, forgive us when we lose sight of these qualities, when we misunderstand their role in the world. God, call us to life in the world. God offers us the chance to explore how to live out God's vision. We are called. We are forgiven. We are blessed. Thanks be to God. Amen. So let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And now Sally is going to introduce us to the theme. Sally's actually on holiday, but she's left us an introduction to the theme.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. Guess what? I'm on my hollybobs. Yes, I'm in sunny or possibly rainy Surbiton by the time you watch this, with occasional trips out to New Malden and other exciting places like that. Leslie asked me to pre-record because we can now. We've learned how to do that. She asked me to pre-record some introduction to the theme for this week and also for next week. So I will be back with you again next week wearing the same blouse and joining in from afar. Now I know today that you are thinking about all of life discipleship. And I wanted to share something with you that I have read during the week. There's a website that you can go on and people write in questions. And it's a Christian website and the person replying tries to answer those questions from a Christian point of view, a biblical point of view. And one of the questions that someone sent in was this: is speeding a sin? I wish I was at church. I could probably see some of you squirming in your seats even now. Clearly, that's not an issue for me because I don't have a car anymore. But let me read you some of the reply. Paul, the apostle, is very clear when he tells us everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, he who rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has intended. Wow. So, in other words, technically, yes, speeding not a good thing. We have a God-directed responsibility to obey the laws that our government has established. Unless, of course, those laws contradict God's word. And we do need to ask ourselves what kind of example we set to people as we race past them, just slowing down enough for them to be able to see the fish or some other Christian sticker on our bumper. That definitely sends out the wrong message. But it's got me thinking about everyday living and being a Christian when we're not at church. Can we be Christian drivers? How can we be Christians in our work? So how can we be Christian doctors, Christian nurses, Christian engineers, Christian publishers? How do we do that? How do we live that out? How can we be Christians when we play games and we play sport? It's particularly relevant at the moment, isn't it? Because we've got the Olympics going on. How can we be Christian shoppers? How can we be Christians when we're in the playground at school? The list is endless, really. How can we integrate what we're learning on a Sunday to our everyday lives? And that's what you're going to be thinking about today. And I wanted to share with you a picture from the service resources from about 2 weeks ago, or maybe a week ago, actually. Yeah, a week ago. And if that picture could be shared, that would be great. So you can have a look at that and see what you can see. And it's called Saint Therese Doing the Dishes. Therese doing the dishes, which, as we all know, is a rather boring task. And even those of you who have dishwashers would probably agree that it's still a fairly boring task, fairly mundane. Can that be done to the glory of God? What would our attitude have to be whilst we're doing it to glorify God? And as you can see, I think this is a beautiful picture. I think it's showing someone who is very definitely in the presence of God as she does that job, and she's offering it up to him in some way. And that's perhaps something that you can be thinking about as you go through the service and as you go through your week. How can I do everything to the glory of God? How can I show other people that I'm following Jesus? Because our friends, our families, maybe our neighbours are not going to see what we're like at church because they don't come to church. They don't see us when we're on our best behaviour. They see us when we're at home, in the garden, in the shops, at school, at work, wherever we may be. That's where they see us, and that's where they are seeing God in us, hopefully. So that's something for us to be thinking about over the coming week. And I will see you again next week. But for now, I'm off on my holidays. So bye-bye. Enjoy the service, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you, Sally. We now have two readings. The first one is from Romans, and Jean Thompson will be reading it for us. And the second is from Ephesians, and Rosette will be reading that for us. Thank you.
So Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. So then, my brothers, because of God's great mercy to us, I appeal to you, offer yourselves as a living sacrifice to God, dedicated to his service and pleasing to him. This is the true worship that you should offer. Do not conform yourselves to the standards of this world, but let God transform you inwardly by a complete change of your mind. Then you will be able to know the will of God, what is good and in pleasing to him and is perfect. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Our second reading is taken from Ephesians chapter 5, from verse 1 to 20. So I'm reading from Holy Bible, New Living Translation. Imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are his dear children. Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, as a pleasing aroma to God. Let there be no sexual immorality, impurity, or greed among you. Such sins have no place among God's people. Obscene stories, foolish talk, and cursed jokes, these are not for you. Instead, let there be thankfulness to God. You can be sure that no immoral, impure, or greedy person will inherit the kingdom of Christ and God and of God. For a greedy person is like idolater worshiping the things of this world. Don't be fooled by those who try to excuse these sins, for the anger of God will fall on all who disobey him. Don't participate in the things these people do. For once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of light. For this light within you produces only what is good and right and true. Carefully determine what pleases the Lord. Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, expose them. It is shameful even to talk about the things these ungodly people do in secret, but their evil intentions will be exposed when the light shines on them. For the light makes everything visible. This is why it is said, awake, wake up, sleepers, and rise from death, and Christ will shine on you. So be careful how you live. Don't live like ignorant people, but like wise people. Make good use of every opportunity you have, because these are evil days. Don't be fooled then by trying to find out what the Lord wants you to do. Do not get drunk with wine, which will only ruin you. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Speak to one another with the words of psalms, hymns, and secret songs. Sing hymns and psalms, and the Lord will praise you in your hearts. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, always give thanks for everything the Lord our Father has done. Thank you. Amen. That ends our second reading.
Thank you, Jean, and thank you, Rosette. Today, we're not going to have a sermon. We're going to do something a bit different. I'm going to just introduce the subject to you, and then we're going to divide into groups and discuss some questions which are on this theme that we're following today. And there will be someone in each group who is doing the course about whole life discipleship, and they will guide you if you need guidance in your conversation. So I'll just introduce and then we'll break into groups. So as Sally so well introduced to us, God wants our whole lives to be worship to God and to show other people who God is and what God is like, what God's character is. So some of the time, like today, we're together we're here all together. But we're still church when we are not together. The rest of the week, some of that week, we may be together with at least some of us in a Bible study or something, but a lot of the time, we are not together, but we are still church. But our worship is important. When the times we come together are really important. And our worship, our Bible reading and our study should give us a language that helps us to develop a sense of who God is and how God is involved in our everyday lives. So in a world full of grumbling, we can identify the blessings and thank God for them. In a world that often reacts to suffering with despair and cynicism, we can learn words of lament that are rooted in hope, hope in God. In this way, we can see the world differently and learn to speak and pray in line with God's heart. Our worship is always a response to what God has done for us in sending Jesus. And as we continually refocus our wavering hearts, our capacity to love will grow, and we can start to live lives that are sacrificial and live our lives in the light of God's mercy. So now we're going to just divide into groups, and then we're going to have another session during the church meeting time to follow up those questions a bit and maybe a couple of other questions. So we're now going to divide into groups. So just be patient because this takes a minute. Thank you. So I think we're all back. So we'll sing our next hymn, which is Take My Life and Let It Be. So we move into our prayers of intercession. Gracious God, in love you created us, and in love you sustain us day after day. So it is with confidence that we bring our prayers to you, knowing that you hear us and will respond. We offer our prayers for the world around us. At the end of each prayer, I will pause and there is a response, which is, Gracious God, hear our prayer and in your love, answer. Gracious God, hear our prayer and in your love, answer. We pray for those who find themselves in bondage, those forced into slavery or prostitution, those oppressed by governments or economic systems, those enslaved by personal addictions. Gracious God, hear our prayer and in your love, answer. We pray for those who struggle to raise their children in the midst of violence or poverty, those who can only stand by and watch as their sons or daughters die of starvation or malnutrition, or of preventable diseases, or from gang violence. Gracious God, hear our prayer and in your love, answer. We pray for those who refuse to participate in violence or injustice, who courageously stand up for what they know is right, regardless of the personal consequences. Gracious God, hear our prayer and in your love, answer. We also pray for those who oppress others, who are unable to break free from their cycles of violence and anger, who are no longer able to empathize with their victims. Gracious God, hear our prayer and in your love, answer. We pray for all who suffer this day, whether physically, emotionally, or spiritually. May your presence surround and sustain each one, so that they may know your love and live. Gracious God, hear our prayer and in your love, answer. Finally, God, we pray for ourselves, members of your body here on earth. We pray in particular for those in our community who are sick. We pray also for Leslie and for Sally as they take time to refresh themselves before coming back to work for us. Lord, be with them and bless them. Lord, break down the barriers that divide us from one another. Unite us in our common allegiance to you as Lord and Saviour. Grant us compassion and humility in our relationships. Release the gifts you have given to each one so that in us and through us, your kingdom might come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. So now we come to notices, and I don't have any particular notices, but I don't know whether Martin has any for us. Martin? Do you have
yes,
any?
Yes, thank you, Maddie. Just a couple to emphasise. So the notices sheets come out, so please look at that. If you don't get it and would like it, please let Catherine Drewick have some contact details. Just a key thing to update you on is a pastoral matter, and that is to say that Suho's father died. He's in Korea with him. So we need to remember him and his wife, Hyunju, and their family. We also remember, of course, Katie Frost and Leslie Carnegie, and we continue to pray for Gordon Moore and his family. Just a quick reminder, if you've got any updates to the church handbook entry for you, please pass those on to Steve and Christine Wise. Details are in the notices sheet. And as Maddie has mentioned, Leslie is away in August. So if you've got any emergencies pastorally, please contact Sue Shaw and or me. Thank you.
Okay, and I'll just add to that, just remember that we're reading Isaiah during August. And so continue to do that if you're doing it. And also just to remind you that Monday to Friday, there are prayers every day on Zoom at 10 o'clock in the morning. So that's just a couple of reminders about ongoing things. And so today we're not obviously taking a collection, but still we bring ourselves and the wherewithal for our church to survive and the money for us to be disciples out there to God. And so I will just dedicate our offering. In deep gratitude for all that you have done for us, we offer ourselves and our gifts to you, living sacrifices of worship and praise. Transform our hearts and minds from the inside out. Show us what is good and pleasing in your sight, so that we may be quick to recognize your call and quick to respond. In the name of Jesus, our Messiah and our Lord. Amen. So we're not having communion today because it's a combined service and we usually don't when we're in the church together. So we will move on to our closing prayer and then our final hymn, and then we'll have the blessing together. So, Holy God, before time you named us. Through time you redeem us. You call us precious in your sight. May we love as you love. Holy One, through the turbulent waters, make us steady, your hands holding strong the fragile and the weak. May we love as you love. Gracious God, may the fruits of our lives be food for the hungry, bread, clothing, shelter, fire, and your word. May we love as you love. God of justice, remove the chaff of our lives that keeps us from hearing and following your call. And loving God, take this day our fears, our worries, our distractions, and turn them towards your heart to be food for those we meet. May we love as you love. Amen. So now we'll have our final hymn, which is Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You. So I just want to remind you that as soon as this finishes, although we might give you 5 minutes to get another drink of water or whatever you need to do, we are going to have a church meeting. So please stay for that if you can. And during that time, we will have some more breakout rooms and talk a little bit more about the theme of today. So let's finish by saying the blessing together. I'm really sorry, I've just gone blank. Can I put you on, Martin?
Yes, so may the grace
of
our Lord Jesus Christ,
and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, forevermore.
Amen.
Thank you, Martin.
And thank you, Matt.
So just 5 minutes, not more than 5 minutes, just to run out and do what you need to do, and then we'll start the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.